Everybody's looking for the quick fix. No one wants to do what Jesus is telling them to do in terms of getting their souls right. You look at John 3. Let's go over there really quick. I'm not going to be there long, but the thing's been weighing on my mind heavily. John chapter number 3, very familiar passage. We can almost quote it. John 3 and verse number 7. John 3 and verse number 7 says, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born what?" That's right. That's right. You must be born again. Now, we have to have that fixed in our mind, especially during the times that we are living in. Everyone is coming up with a way to get into Jesus outside of what he has said. This is his teaching. He's telling someone that asked a question concerning how he was doing the things that he was doing, he's trying to open up his understanding to spiritual things. When Nicodemus came and asked Jesus that question, "How can you do these things? I know you got to be a teacher come from God, because nobody can do these things except God be with him." But little did he know, he was talking to God. Nicodemus was talking to his creator and didn't even know it. Isn't that something? Talking to his creator, the one that was controlling his breath, controlling the activities of his limbs. He was talking to him in his face, and he didn't even know it. And the reason why he didn't know it, Jesus says, because Nicodemus was lacking spiritual birth. He was lacking spiritual life. He told him that he had to be born again in order to see the kingdom of God. And then he went on and got more specific. He said, you have to be born of both what? Water and spirit. In order for you to do what? Enter. The bishop used to always say, you can't enter what you cannot see. Nicodemus could not see Jesus because he was lacking spiritual life. It was as though he had blinders on his eyes. He couldn't see who Jesus is. Even though he was hearing his voice, even though he was talking to him, he could not look past the stuff that was blocking it. What was blocking? Lord says sin. Lord says, my hand is not short that it can't save you. My ear is not heavy that it doesn't hear you. But your iniquity, sin, that nature that you got from your mother and your father, it keeps you away from Jesus. It tries its best to prevent you from getting life. It wants you to get caught up in all of the things that are going on in this earth. Yeah, it's a whole lot. That's all y'all were testifying about this morning, was the stuff that you're going on. It's a whole lot of stuff that you go through in this earth. But at the end of the day, it has nothing to do with your soul. The enemy tries to make you feel like that this stuff is more important than where your soul is going to spend eternity. As I was saying to you all on latter part of this week, you know, we're not the only church that preaches truth. You have lots of churches out there that are preaching Jesus Christ and him crucified. You have churches that are out there that are seeking after the Holy Ghost, that are telling people what to do in order to receive the Holy Ghost. Now, they may argue and debate. They may have differences in terms of some of the doctrinal teachings. We may believe in women preachers. They may not believe in women preachers. They say a woman has to have her head covered. We may say, well, the woman's hair is her covering. You know, little things like that. But at the end of the day, one thing you cannot deviate from is that new birth. Because the scripture specifically says that you have to be born again, right? It's not an option. Verse number 7 says, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, you what? Must." Right? You must. You cannot go back with Jesus unless you are born again. Romans chapter number 8. Someone go over there really quick. Romans 8 and verse number 1. There's therefore now no condemnation
to them which are in Christ Jesus.
This is why the devil tries to block your mind, because he doesn't want you to get out of sin and get into Christ Jesus. He knows when you get into Jesus, you will be free. You'll be free. You'll be given some tools and resources to help you when the enemy tries to attack and blind your mind again, right? Come on, that's true. When the Lord frees you, you celebrate. I know when I received the Holy Ghost, I celebrated. It was just me and Jesus, and we had a celebration. You know, I didn't need anybody else to celebrate with me. When the Holy Ghost came inside of me, it was joy inside my soul. It was a celebration. Thank the Lord, the saints were around me, and they celebrated too. But if they held their peace, it had nothing to do with what Jesus was doing inside of me. Lord put joy and peace and love inside of me. He put the glads inside my soul. I couldn't stop rejoicing. I couldn't stop thanking Jesus for his goodness, his love that he showed towards me. It felt like I was walking on the clouds, right? That's the day when I received the Holy Ghost. It felt like I was walking on the clouds. You know, in foolishness, we all said the same thing. I could just leave the earth and go back with Jesus right now. You know, forget everything else. I don't want to deal with none of this stuff. I thank the Lord for the wisdom of the saints. The wisdom of the saints that you have to understand why Jesus saved you. He didn't save you for you to feel good about yourself. He saved you for you to be a witness. For you to tell a dying world that Jesus saves, right? That's right. For you to live like Jesus saved. So folks that are out there that are still living up under the control of sin can realize that there is another way. Huh? Devil don't want people to see it. He tries to blind their mind to think that I have to stay in confusion. Huh? Come on, you see it. Stuff just don't make sense. And you be saying, why are you choosing this? This is confusion. Step back and leave it alone. Say, I don't want no part of it. Thank the Lord you had a mind to repent. When you repent, you're saying to sin, I want no part of it, right? I don't want any part of it, regardless of what I got to lose, regardless of what I got to let go. I want no part of sin. Why? Because all sin got to offer is death. And I don't want to die. Jesus came and I might live, right? That's true. I don't want no part of no death. I don't want no part of that. And the Lord free you. And the Lord is telling you, when he frees you, there is no condemnation. To them that are what? Him. So you say, Elder Scudder, why do we have to have prayer services during the week? Why do we have to be reminded to fast? Why do we have to be reminded to get in the Word every day? Not just on Sundays. Get in the Word every day. Hear from what Jesus is saying to you every single day. Why do I have to do this? So that you can stay in the position of not being condemned, right? Why? Because there's something out there that's trying to pull you.
Oh, yes, it is.
Pull you back into that captive state.
Yes, it is.
That devil don't want you to stay free.
No.
You even hang around and you see people that are in bondage, that are enslaved to sin. And you glad about Jesus, but they're enslaved to sin. And because they can't relate with your freedom, because they can't relate with your peace and your joy, they want you to be in bondage like them. They want you to feel bad and yucky and nasty, because that's how they're feeling. And they try to drag you and pull you, make you feel like the reason they're in that stuff is because your fault. No, it ain't my fault. I chose Jesus. I chose to be free. I made my choice that I want to be on the Lord's side, right? That's true. I made my choice. I want to live for Jesus. And there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Who walk. That's right. That devil tries to mess up your walk. Huh? Y'all really understand that? When you're talking about holiness, holiness is a clean way of life and living. Huh? It's not a fighting way. We don't ball up our fists. Jesus told us to turn the other cheek. Jesus told us to shut our mouths. That's not the way of the wicked, but the way of Jesus tells you to shut your mouth. Come on, Psalms 39 and 1. Y'all heard me quote it all the time. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with the bridle while the wicked, you need to know your company. When the wicked is before you, that's the time for you to shut your mouth. That's not the time for you to argue and debate. It's the time for you to shut your mouth. Resist that devil. Put up some resistance. Don't give in to his attack. Resist the devil. Jesus promised he'll flee from you, right? May talk about you, may say all mean things to you, but as long as you see them walking away, as long as you're walking away and you're still intact, and you have not given up your integrity, you have not lost your state of existence, your position. What position? I'm not condemned, right? You're not going to be able to tell nobody I said or did anything, right? You'll be able to say what you did and what you said, but you won't be able to tell nobody that I did anything to you. Why? Because I held my peace. Come on, you can't beat this kind of living. You cannot beat this kind of living. This is the kind of living you could walk with your head held up high. Day in and day out, you can walk with your head held up high. You can look up and say, thank you, Jesus. You know, we were singing that song Friday night. When life's problems come your way, you can hold your head up high. Say, hallelujah, Jesus. Ain't no, well, hallelujah for what? Because ain't no cuss word coming out of my mouth. I ain't ball up my fist. Come on, saints. I can say hallelujah. I can say, Jesus, you're to be praised, right? Why? Because I did what I was supposed to do, right? I kept that natural man down. That natural man real, yes. I kept that carnal man down. He wants to get up. He wants to assert its authority. He wants to let you think he's in control. But I made my choice, right? I made my choice. I'm going to stay on the side of not condemned. No condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Who walk not after the flesh. You can't live this life until you've been born again. You all you got to draw off of is flesh. When you don't have no Jesus, all you got to draw off of is flesh. You be telling folk things that make sense. They can't see it. They can't reason with it. Why? Because they have to understand in order for you to walk this life, you've got to deny yourself. If a fellow want to choose Jesus, he's got to deny himself. He's got to deny himself and take up the Lord's way of doing things, right? When it's talking about the cross of Jesus, that means I'm sacrificing myself. I'm getting out of myself and saying, Jesus, I want to do it your way, right? Cross represents sacrifice. That's true. Cross is nothing pretty to look at. It's not a thing to be rejoicing. Saints don't rejoice over the cross. The burden of carrying the cross, that's what keeps you crying. You want to know what keeps you crying? Because you got this heavy cross that you've got to bear, right? Nobody wants to drag that cross around. Jesus himself didn't want to do it. He didn't want to carry that cross. He said it before it even happened. If it's any other way, let this cup pass from me, right? But he said, nevertheless, not my will, right? Not my will. When you pick up the cross, you're saying, not my will, right? Not going to live this life the way I want to do it. But I'm making up my mind. I want to live for the one that loved me, that washed me from my sin with what? His own blood, right? That's who I'm living for. I'm living to let him know I appreciate what he did for me. Did I ask for this cup? No. I didn't ask for this cup. This cup of suffering, I didn't ask for it. But what I did ask for is to be saved. And the Lord said, are you sure that this is what you want?
Yes.
Are you sure you want this salvation? Huh? Come on, saints. Are you sure you want this salvation? He's given you the cup of his blood. And he says, drink ye all of it, right?
Huh?
Drink ye all of it. Huh? Y'all didn't know that when you're taking communion? He's telling you to drink all of it, right? The cup of what? The cup of suffering. Huh? The cup of shame, right? Suffering and shame. Ridicule. Slandering. Huh? You didn't know you were going to have to go through all of this when you took Jesus. Yes, you do. I'm telling you, yes, you do. You've got to be willing to deny yourself, right? Every single day. Huh? Will the Lord give you joy? Yes. But you're living in a world that is against you. Huh? I know it's beautiful. Huh? I know the people are friendly. I know the people are nice. But don't you get caught up in it. This world is against you. It hated Jesus. Huh? If it hated Jesus, it's going to hate you. It's going to hate you. It's going to say all manner of things against you. Huh? You got to realize your foes are going to be of your own house. Huh? This is why you got to be focused. When the Lord saved you, you got to be focused. Focus on what? Jesus, I got to get my house saved. Huh? I got to unite my front. Huh? Let these enemies be of my own camp. Huh? What will I do if the enemy is in my own camp, right? I got to sleep with one eye open. Huh? Huh? I don't know what subject to come out of them. Huh? Because the enemy is in my camp. Huh? Huh? This is why you got to fight to get your household saved. Huh? They may not want it, but they got to realize you got to be saved. Huh? There's nothing else more important. Huh? Whether we get this, whether we get that, whether we go here, whether we go there, we got to get saved. We've got to get Jesus living down on the inside. Why? Because we've got an enemy that is not going to help us, but he's coming at us like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour, right? Walking up and down in the earth. Huh? Y'all understand that? He's walking up and down in the earth. Huh? And this is why it's important to get your house saved. Why? Because if you don't get them saved, the same devil walking in the earth will walk in your front door. Huh? And no longer is the threat outside. Now it's in your four walls. Huh? It's in your four walls. Huh? You got to really cry out to Jesus. You got to really cry out to the Lord. You got to really cry out to the Lord for what purpose? You got to say, Lord, get this devil out of here. Huh? Get the demons. The things that the spirits that are against you. Don't you know anti means it's against Christ? Get the spirit that is anti-Jesus out of my house. Huh? Don't let them feel comfortable. Everywhere they turn, I'm going to give them Jesus, right? I don't want you to feel comfortable. Not in my four walls. Huh? No. I don't want you to feel comfortable. I want you to realize this is Jesus' turf. Huh? This is holy ground. Everybody understand that? This is holy ground. Lord gave me to it and I'm going to sanctify him. Huh? I'm going to set all of my goods apart. Huh? For what? His glory, right? Huh? My television belongs to Jesus. Huh? My phone belongs to Jesus. My computer belongs to Jesus. This is sanctified ground, right? My refrigerator, it belongs to Jesus. My sofa, it belongs to Jesus. My front door and my back door, it all belongs to Jesus. Huh? This is sanctified ground. If you don't want to be saved, you're not going to be comfortable. You're not going to be comfortable, right? Why? Because you want a united front. You want a united front? I want somebody to be able to pray with me. I want somebody to be there to relieve. You know, I'll give you an example. Elena was crying real hard this morning. Just got finished washing her up. And she said, oh, baby, come on, baby, because I know it was on her mind. She said, we got to go to church. Come on, come on, come on, come on. She was just holding her. And the more she held her, later that she just stretched out. She said, ah! I said, oh, baby, give it to me. And I said, and she's all right, she's right. And we got out as soon as I go over there. She stopped crying. And I looked at the relief on my wife's face. Huh? See why you got to have a united front? Huh? When one is weak, somebody got to jump in and be able to kind of help relieve the burden. Not criticize. Not look at and say, I wish you'd make that baby be quiet. Huh? You getting on my nerves always being late. Hurry up and be on time, right? And then going about yourself. That's not no team. That's not no friend. Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
So a friend, when somebody's down, they go to help. What's wrong? What can I do to help you out? Huh? What can I do to make you feel better? Huh? This is why a fella got to be careful. Careful who you bring into your home. Huh? Oh, Jezebel looked good on the outside. Huh? But she was full of death. Huh? She was full of death. It was the worst thing Ahab could have done, right? Huh? Full of death. Huh? That fella just had to deal with her. Full of death. Huh? The sad thing was, he dealt with it because that's what he wanted. It was a part of him that wanted all that Jezebel had to offer. Huh? And Jezebel couldn't offer him no Jesus. Because Jezebel didn't know Jesus. Jezebel didn't want to know Jesus. Huh? She wanted to bring in her own doctrine. Huh? Doctrine of what? Worshiping Baal. And Baal was full of flesh. Huh? Baal was like a sex god. Huh? Jezebel got in there and she said, I'm going to teach you women how to control your men. Huh? And you're going to control them with your body. Huh?
Yeah.
Come on!
Yeah.
You're going to control them with your body. Huh? Come on! You got to paint it up. You got to dress it up. You got to shake it up. Because it's going to hypnotize. Huh? The men of the camp, right? I'm trying to tell you, Jezebel, she was a good worker for the devil, right? And if you're not careful, you'll bring that same spirit into your house, right? Huh? That's the truth. I was saying, we got praying to do, saints. We got praying to do. We got praying to do. Huh? Lord Jesus, take away this foul spirit. Huh? Come on, is this the truth, saints? Because it's in the camp. Take away this foul, contrary spirit. This spirit that is against you. Against everything that you stand for. Huh? Jesus, the spirit of peace. Huh? Jesus, the spirit of love. Huh? Jesus, the spirit of joy. Huh? Anything outside of that is counterfeit. And you want the Lord to take it away, right? Get rid of it, right? It's not worth my soul, right? Not worth my soul. It's going to end up bringing me into what? Condemnation. They condemned already. It's going to end up dragging me into what? Condemnation. Trying to mess up my walk. Is that the truth? Huh? There's therefore now no condemnation to them that are what? Huh? Who walk not after the flesh. Their minds are fleshly. All they think about is the flesh. Those that are carnally minded do, they always think about the flesh, right? That's what that word say. To be carnally minded is death. To be fleshly minded. Those that are carnally minded, well, go over to Romans 8. I don't want to quote that thing wrong. I'm seeing it in my mind. 8 and verse 5. After the flesh. You can't receive the Holy Ghost. Not when you fleshly minded. Huh? Do y'all understand that? This is what I'm talking about when I'm standing before you as your pastor. Watching over you while you are praying. Huh? Come on, saints. Y'all understand? I want to get on my knees and cry out too. But every now and then the Lord says you got to watch the people. You got to watch what they're doing while they are in prayer. When the Lord give me a mind to tell you something, grab hold to it. Why? Because he's looking out for your soul, right?
Lord is looking out for your soul.
Huh?
Lord, just give me mine to say little things while you're down there in your prayer. Huh? And Friday was one of those nights. Friday was one of those nights. Things just kept coming across my mind. Jesus removed the confusion. I didn't know what I was going to have to say, but the Lord put it on my mind. Jesus removed the confusion. Now, the unfortunate thing is, folk come in the midst and do not listen to what Jesus is saying to you. That means when you get on your knees, you got to cry out to Jesus. You got to open up your mouth, not knowing what you're going to face tomorrow, not knowing what you're going to face when you get home, but you got to ask the Lord, Jesus, remove the confusion. He sees stuff you don't see. He knows stuff you don't know.
Yes, he does.
Sure enough, we get home, it hit like a ton of bricks. Say, whoa!
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Whoa!
Yes.
Where did this come from? Jesus said, I know.
Jesus.
Huh? Yes. I know the end from the beginning.
Yes.
You don't know it. But Jesus said, I know the end from the beginning. I will prepare you for it, right?
Jesus.
That's why you can just look at it and just say, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Where are my lips on what to say, on what to do, how to navigate, when I'm talking to Nicodemus, the Lord will bring Nicodemus before you, and you need to know what to say when you talk to Nicodemus. He's self-righteous, he's already coming to the table thinking he knows everything, He's self-righteous, meaning the reason why he is right, because he's thinking about himself. But in order for him to get the righteousness of God, he's got to be willing to deny himself, right? Is that the truth? He's got to be willing to deny himself. Huh? And when you give him what Jesus says, you don't back up. You don't have to back up, because what I'm saying is right. This ain't no con game. What I'm telling you is right living. I'm telling you to do things decently and in order. This is right living. Now, whether you want to do it or not, that's up to you. But at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to say, Lord, I don't know what I should do. Yes, you do. Because the Lord told you. But the problem is you don't want to do it. Just be honest. I don't want to do right. The spirit of Leroy. Huh? The spirit of Leroy said, I don't want to deal with this. Huh? Told y'all that he got out of here quick, didn't he?
Yeah.
Talk about it, but it was true. He had a mind to say, well, this is not for me. Huh? Well, so many of us think we're gonna fool Jesus. We're gonna con our way. Huh? Con our way past the cross. Everybody understand that? You all know what came before the resurrection. What came before the resurrection? The cross. You think you're going to con your way past the cross and automatically be resurrected? Huh? I'm on my way back with Jesus. Where is your cross? Huh? This is cross carrying time. Huh? Everybody understand that? This is not resurrection day. This is cross carrying time. Huh? You got to carry the cross every day. Huh? When am I going to be able to put it down, Elder Scott? Huh? When you see Jesus on that cloud. Huh? When you see Jesus on that cloud. Huh? And what will he say to me, Elder Scott? Come up here. Huh? And what's going to happen to me, Elder Scott? I'm going to be changed. In the moment and the twinkling of an eye, he's going to drop the cross. Oh, Jesus is the one that's going to drop the cross, right? And give me a glorified body. Huh? Everybody understand that? So how long do you have to carry it? Until Jesus calls you. Huh? You got to carry this until, like, what did Paul say? He told Timothy, only right before he got ready to be beheaded by Nero, he couldn't say this before he realized death was at the door. Only reason he could say it, he says, I've already finished everything. There's nothing more that I'm about to be able to do. Why? Because death is right before me. Huh? What did Stephen do? Huh? Why they were throwing rocks at the cross? Huh? Why they were uttering slanders against the cross? Stephen lifted up his voice. Stephen called on Jesus. Huh? He found Jesus with all authority. Huh? In his hand, right? Stephen gave up the ghost. Huh? That's when he was able to let the cross go. And when he let the cross go, Jesus called him on up. Huh? How do you know he called him up? Because Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present. That's your expectation. Huh? That's why we don't grieve like the world. Huh? Only thing we tell you while you live and get your soul saved. Huh? Before you utter your last breath, be saved, right? Is that the truth? That's the only thing we focus on is get your soul saved. Get your soul saved and stay saved. Say, Elder Scott, I ain't got no Holy Ghost yet. Well, get in a hurry. Get in a hurry. Make up your mind. You need the Holy Ghost. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you don't belong to Jesus, right? Any man have not the Spirit of Christ. He is what? I don't care who church you join. Huh? I don't care what you do in that church that you join. I don't care what ministry you listen to. Huh? You can put it on your head and listen to it all night long. Good word, good word, good word. Have you been born again? Born again of what? Of the water and of the spirit. Huh? You cannot enter into the kingdom of God, right? You will never know what it's like for Jesus to be in control, right? You will never know what it's like for the Lord to be in control of you. That's why he tells you, marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be. Huh? Well, thank the Lord you're in the place that focuses on this. Huh? I had a fellow, Deke was trying to talk to one of the brothers that was here before, saying, you need to come on back. I don't care. I ain't coming back. Man, you're a loser. You're the loser. You think you're hurting my feelings because you say you ain't coming back here no more? That is not hurting my feelings. If anybody's feelings you're hurting, it's Jesus. Why? Because he's the one that saved you. He gave you a knowledge of who he is. He's the one that introduced the blood to you. Huh? He was the one that was gracious and merciful. Huh? To your cry. Huh? You the one got on your knees and said, Lord, I want to be saved. You the one cried out, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And he quickened your mortal body. And then you look and you say, well, you need to get yourselves together. Repent, brother. Repent, brother. I don't care what you say. I ain't going back over there no more. And you think Jesus is going to take you someplace else? Huh? With that kind of attitude? Huh? Huh? You're arrogant? Huh? You're haughty? You're high-minded? Huh? I don't care what you say. I ain't going back over there no more. Jesus. Jesus. The Lord help you. Huh? Lord have mercy on you. I don't want to be a part of nobody that don't want to be a part of what I love. Huh? I love Jesus. I love everything about holiness. I love everything about this way. I love what I feel. Huh? We be in here praising Jesus. I love what I feel while we're praising him. We ain't got a whole lot. Some churches got all kind of instruments and musicians to play. We don't have all of that. All we have is the pure truth. The truth that is in the words of the songs, right? Not the melody. The melody is fine, but you need to hear what the words are saying to you. What are the words of these songs? They should speak to your soul. They should speak to your inner being. That inner man should rejoice over the words that are written in these songs. That's the truth. You ain't feeling it like that, you're missing the picture. You're missing it. You're missing it. No condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Lord's Spirit. Verse number 5 says, they that are after the flesh do mind the things after of the flesh, right? They that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit, right? To be carnally minded.
But to be spiritual minded is life and peace.
Yes.
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God.
You got an enemy. Huh? You got some resistance inside of you. Huh? It don't have to come from nowhere. It's already where. Do y'all understand? That's the struggle you face when you're on your knees calling Jesus. It's not who's around you. It's not who's in back of you. It's what's inside of you. You need to call Jesus and help you. Jesus, help me to deny myself, right? I'm trying to reach out and touch you. I'm trying to reach out and see you. I'm trying to feel you for myself. What is it that's keeping me from you, Jesus? Huh? Paul called it the no good thing.
That's it. Thank you, Jesus.
The enmity. Huh? Is that what the scripture says?
It is enmity against God. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is found, for it is not subject to the law of God.
It refuses to subject itself to Jesus' rules, Jesus' governing principles, Jesus' way of doing things. It's a refusal. You say, Jesus says you should do this, but you got something inside of you that says, man, that's not what I want. Huh? What I want to do is do it this way. Huh? Was that spirit of Judas? Huh? Jesus says that this woman's using this spice for a good thing. Huh? What was she doing? She was using that spice on Jesus. Huh? Do y'all realize there's not an amount of money on the earth that's worthy to touch the feet of Jesus? But here this woman took all she had. Huh? Not only put it on his feet, but she took her tears and she cried out to Jesus and took her glory and dried Jesus' feet, right? Huh? What kind of person is this? Huh? Jesus said, this is the kind of person I need you to be. Huh? When you come before me, this is how I need you to behave yourself. Huh? I need you to give me your all. Everybody understand that? You won't receive the Holy Ghost until you have a mind to give Jesus your all, right? You got to be willing to stretch out. Huh? You got to be willing to say, Lord, I ain't got no more strength. Huh? Huh? Come on, this is what you got to say. I don't care what's going on, Jesus. I have nobody else to turn to. You are my only hope, right? That's the kind of attitude you got to have, right? That's truth. You got to realize that thing that tries to prevent you from being that way. It's not on the outside of you, but it's where it is in you. It is called self. S-E-L-F. Self, huh? Your will, your want. I, huh? Why can't you do this? Cause I, huh? Why'd you stop fasting? Cause I, huh? Why you get up off your knees? Cause I. Self, you've got to deny yourself. I can't get no plainer than this thing. Telling you want the Holy Ghost, you got to learn how to do what? You want the Holy Ghost to move in your life. You got to learn how to do what? Deny yourself. Huh? Verse number 8. So then they that are after the flesh, they cannot please Jesus. Keep going.
But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you.
This is the condition. See, everybody want to be in the spirit, but don't want to have the spirit where?
In them.
Everybody understand it? Everybody want to go by what they see. I see you move like this, and I feel it. But is he where? See, the Holy Ghost got to be where. I tell y'all, this water don't do me no good. I can do it all like this. That's not going to quench my thirst. I can feel it. I know it's real, but in order for it to satisfy my thirst, Stephen has got to open up his mouth. Huh? Stephen has got to humble himself. I got to stop biting my teeth. Huh? I got to stop being so resistant and say, Jesus, you are my water. Huh? You're the only thing that can quench my thirst. This is what I'm talking about when I'm telling you to open up your mouth and call Jesus. Open up your mouth and call Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Thank you, Jesus.
Because you just don't want to be around the Lord's presence. But that you need the Spirit of God to be with. Huh? See, the day and time we're living in, why it's so dangerous? Everybody got spirit. Everybody got spirit. Spirit make you do a whole lot of stuff. You see folk come down with spirit. Who cries? Spirit, they got spirit. But what's in you? Huh? What's in you? You need the Holy Ghost where?
That's right. Jesus, yes.
Daughter got down there and cried out for the Lord not a couple of weeks, a couple months ago. She felt it. No doubt she said it. I know the Lord is real. I feel him. But what were we trying to get him to do? You got to call him a little bit more. You got to give a little bit more of yourself up. Why do I got? Because you got to get what you feel come on the inside of you. How do you realize this enemy wants to come in you? Everybody understand that? Just like the Holy Ghost want to come in, the devil stands right there too. He wants to come in you like a flood. Huh? Y'all understand that? He's got destruction in his mind, right?
Yes, yes,
and he wants to destroy everything about you.
Yes.
But you have to make up your mind. I don't want the devil. Huh? The devil is not the spirit that I want. I want a righteous spirit. Huh? A do-right spirit, right? Spirit of the living God. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of the living God. It is Jesus himself living where? Inside of you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Is that the truth, saints? Come on. I don't want to stop. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God do what? Dwell in you. Now, if any man have what?
Not the Spirit of Christ. He is none of his.
Keep going.
If Christ be in you, the body
is this, everybody understand this? This is why you can't play around with receiving the Holy Ghost. Because you need the Lord to bring your body to the position of death. Huh? You tried to do that when you went down in that water. Huh? But the Lord said that wasn't enough. You need something to keep you when you get out that water, right? Huh? Remember what the Lord says? Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed to sin. You tried your best to come up out that water walking in the newness of life. But you realize that carnal man was still there. Adam was still there. Jesus said, that's why you got to get the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost can help bring that body to the position of death, right? Huh? Everybody understand that? You need Adam to die. Huh? I need him to die. Huh? I need the Lord to take the life out of Adam, right? Does that make sense, saints?
Yes, it does.
I need the Lord Jesus to do this, right? Not you, Jesus. Kill Adam, right? Kill the Adam in me. Huh? Everybody understand it? Jesus, kill the Adam in me. I give him over to you, right?
Yes.
Put that Adam on the sacrifice. Huh? Just like Abraham put his son Isaac up there. Isaac said, Lord, Daddy, I see the wood. I see the fire. But where's the sacrifice? Little did that fella know, you are the sacrifice. You need Jesus to put Adam on the altar, right? Kill him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all understand this? If you ask the Lord to kill what need to be killed, you'll be all right. You won't be trying to kill your brother and your sister. You need to be killing the Adam inside of who? Everybody understand that? It's not them that's the problem. It's me. Everybody understand that? You ain't careful. You be somewhere whispering, talking about your brothers and your sisters. And you don't even realize those that you're whispering to are saying, what's inside of you? I feel fine. But you, something's a little wrong with you, right? Little do you know, Adam has got some life. Huh? And you need Jesus to do what? Kill him. Kill Adam, Jesus. Put Adam in the place of death. Huh? Adam did what you told him not to do. Huh? That's what Adam represents. Adam represents that spirit that does what Jesus tells him not to do. Jesus told Adam not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Adam did it anyway. Huh? Eve negotiated in there. See, you need Jesus to kill both Adam and Eve inside of you. You got both of them in you. Huh? You got both the mama and the daddy inside of you, right? Both of them are spirit of anti-Jesus. And in order for the Holy Ghost, what verse are y'all at? Verse number 10. The body is dead because of what? Yes, because of what? That's right. Raised Jesus. Now, who got up Jesus out the grave? This is what them Jehovah's Witnesses are trying to tell me. Well, Jesus is gone. Why did he ask his father to get him up out the grave? I said, you must didn't read enough of the scripture. Jesus said, destroy this body and I'll raise it back up. He's trying to let you know I am the Father. When you see me, you've seen the Father. You're not going to see another. Anybody understand that? But if the scripture said, if that spirit that raised up Jesus, from the dead, where does it do it? So that same spirit that got Jesus up from the place of death, that body up from the place of death, it can dwell where? See why you need the Holy Ghost? You need that spirit in you. That's a conquering spirit, isn't it? That's a spirit that can look death in the face and say, death, where is your sin? Grave, where is your victory? That's the spirit that you need inside of you. See why you need the Holy Ghost, saints? You can't play around with this. Everybody think they got the Holy Ghost because they feel happy in one service. They got word in one service. That's the new thing. We say, such gave me word. Such gave me word. Oh. They got word. You need a righteous spirit to dwell with in you, not around you. You need it to be with in you. You got that right spirit in you. You'll treat people right. You'll talk right. You won't be sometime. You won't be wishy-washy. That scale needs to be balanced. Jesus sets that scale balanced. You see saints up, down. No. That's the troubled sea, brother. The troubled sea is like is up and down. Lord only categorized one group of people that way. He said the wicked. I like the what? The troubled sea, whose waters cannot rest, right? Cast up nothing but what? Mine dirt, right? They're tossed to and fro. You don't want that inside of you, saints. You want a righteous, stable spirit inside of you. Are y'all finish that? Read that. Finish up that verse. I'm done. I'm closing up my book, but I ain't gave y'all enough. Hold on. Did you finish reading that? But if the spirit of the spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, dwell in you. Yes. Quicken, shall quicken what? Don't you want to feel Jesus? I think you had a Holy Ghost, you ought to feel the Lord move every now and then. If you don't feel nothing, you got a dead body inside of you. And it's not Jesus. Because Jesus is not dead.
Jesus, amen.
And anything alive, it moves. I think our sisters brought that song over. We heard it years ago. But see, they in us now. So they brought that song. I remember that sister, one sister, she ain't had no Jesus inside her. She just kept on singing. She said, walk around, walk around. And they was holding around. She said, walk around, walk around, walk around.
walk around in me. Oh, my soul is high. And they're just walking around us.
Now,
what is this?
Nah, just talking to brother. I said, brother,
I said, oh, what is they with you all now? Because I know where he was at. I know what they was doing. And she was all doing all that. I said, she said, no, pray for her.
And what do you say? She's up under the Salvation Army. I said, the what? She's in the Salvation Army ministry. Jesus. Huh? But she got caught up.
Walk around.
Jesus. See, that's a phony spirit. Folk are filled with that spirit of phoniness. They know how to behave when they're around the saints. But then when they're not, you see them. Remember that one sister used to come?
I ain't gonna call her name, but she could do a pizza shot while she was in here. But you catch her on that bus and you do her wrong, you gonna say, well, I thought you was in service on such. She'll cuss you out. Huh? I mean, cuss words from the front of the bus to the back.
I mean, lay you out good. Huh? And then the next Sunday, be right back in there. Show. Service is over with. So y'all outside switching, huh? Huh? You don't want that spirit in you. Huh? You don't want that spirit inside of you. You need the same spirit that brought Jesus' body up out of the earth. You need that to be where? In you. And what does it say? It will do what? Quicken. Huh? In other words, it'll make alive your what? Your mortal. This thing right here. This thing right here, right? All right, y'all can close up. Trust y'all got something out the word. Definitely thank the Lord for blessing.